Morning, and welcome to episode 17 of the Reticule Presents Installing to Disk. Yes, we're back finally after an extended hiatus. We're back with Installing to Disk.
This episode is 3 weeks late, is it?
Let's go with that, yeah.
Yeah. And I want to make it clear that the time between episodes is not directly in proportion to the quality of subsequent episodes. Don't expect that we've spent those 3 weeks making a killer episode.
I disagree entirely. This will be the greatest episode of all time.
Okay, I'm willing to go with that then. If it, you know, positive, yeah, let's do this. Woo. Oh, and shout out to Obama. Congrats, man. You done it again.
Yay. Yeah, so what's going to be on this episode, you ask? In the news, we take a look at what's in the cube. In the rumour room, James tells us what's in the rumour room.
Sorry, I was on Facebook. Microsoft have done something, Sony have done something, and something about Uncharted.
So there are some things.
Yes.
In the retro roundup, James, I believe, if my memory serves correct, you were playing Jet Set Willy, a game that was actually number one in the charts last time we recorded.
Was it?
Yes. 20 years ago. That's how long we've been.
Right. Sorry.
25.
Yeah, I have played it, but a phrase you used then was, if memory serves me, and in all honesty, I can't really remember much about it, so this might be an interesting one.
Best episode ever. Yes, and so let's kick things right off with the news. Assassin's Creed 3 has sold 3.5 million units since its release just over a week ago. This has shown a 100% increase in sales year on year for the series. Assassin's Creed 3, it's doing well.
Yeah, I mean, my policy towards Assassin's Creed has been, I didn't play the first one, the second one was the first I played.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it, but I wanted to play 2 and then 3. I didn't care about tying up loose ends. I wasn't bothered by all the little chintzy details in between. So I will get 3. However, Amazon France did list a kind of ultra Assassin's Creed pack thing which had all the games in. And if I wait a bit, I might look at getting that instead.
Yeah, well, 3.5 million units sold, and it was the top-selling game in the past 2 weeks in the UK, so there's a lot of people who are liking, well, not necessarily liking, but buying the new Assassin's Creed.
What was it up against? What else was released?
Shut up. off the top of my head, I could not tell you. I know Dishonored and XCOM were released like the week before.
Oh, yeah. Still no idea what Dishonored's about.
I would tell you, but after 2 missions, the game has broken for me, and I cannot proceed.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's frustrating, but you know how it is.
Yes.
The South Park RPG has been delayed till mid-2013, as THQ slip into further financial difficulties. When I was writing this down, I was like, why am I writing something down about the South Park RPG? Nobody really cares. But remember, this was our star of E3. Just how depressing is that when you put it into context?
Yeah.
EA Sports has dedicated $500,000 of in-game advertising space towards the men's charity Movember. Movember is basically a charity that encourages men to grow mustaches and raise money through the month of November to raise awareness and funds to fight testicular cancer.
So just to clarify, have they given them $500,000 and put adverts in, or have they just put adverts in that would take up the value of?
If Movember were to buy the advertising space in EA Sports games, it would have cost them $500,000.
So no money's actually...
No money's changed hands. Okay. It's just free advertising in EA Sports games.
It's in the game.
Yeah, so it's nice to see EA doing something nice for a change. And as a man with testicles and facial hair. I
support. What you say then?
Movember. Yeah. So, go Movember.
Good on them.
Go EA Sports, and go everyone.
God just bless, I suppose.
Yeah, it's nice to have something nice about EA for a change.
Yeah.
And finally, Curiosity: What's in the Cube has finally been released. Peter Molyneux's first adventure since leaving Lionhead Studios and setting up his own company, 22 Cans. Since it's released yesterday, as of recording, 160,000 users have engaged in tapping on the cube just to see what's inside.
So, explain to me what it is.
I would love to try, but that's going to be difficult. It's basically an Android and iPhone game, which there is a giant cube. It's just one big cube that everyone taps on and is slowly going to be disintegrated down to the point where one person in the world gets to see what's inside the cube. Yeah, it's drawing mixed responses. The majority of people are just drawing penises on it by clicking cubes, which is the mature response. But
I've just downloaded it.
Oh, right.
I thought it was a proper game.
No. It's literally just clicking blocks to get to the middle of the cube.
Oh, brilliant.
Molyneux's not been calling it a game, he's been calling it an experiment, which is true. But you can just see his gathering metrics about how to create a good iPhone game and why people keep on playing and how further to exploit them because of this nature. That's how I see it. I don't know if I'm being cynical. I assume I am because I'm cynical. But as always, people are going to keep on playing this game because of the name and the curiosity which it does invoke. And there's a lot more curiosity going on over in James's Rumour Room.
That's right. It's time for that segment where we do rumours and stuff. Let's start with... We've mentioned this in the past, the possibility that Microsoft... They've got this Surface thing, haven't they, which... As far as me and you figured out, links every single object in your house to every other object in the house.
To paraphrase Trey Parker and Matt Stone at E3, you can use your phone to control your toaster that's put on your console, which will be inside your fridge, to play the game.
Yeah, brilliant. That's the future right there. We have mentioned in the past that Microsoft is developing a tablet specifically for gaming that was going to be like kind of Xbox Surface tablet, as it were. And there's been more rumours coming from their Redmond facility that have built upon this rumour and were saying that this is going to be a rival for the iPad Mini and is going to be far more based on gaming than anything else. It's going to, the processor and RAM is going to be all geared up for that. And I think it was the last episode where we said that security and stuff had been stepped up at Redmond. So this, they could be hiding these minute little things away from people, if that makes sense. Which it doesn't. Assume it does. Microsoft tablet games, things, go.
What's amusing is that it's moving... Well, let's assume this is true for now, just for this point. It's amusing that Microsoft are moving their tablets more towards gaming, but their games consoles away from it. So I saw an advert for the Xbox the other day, and it went on for about 30 seconds. Not one mention of a game.
Really?
Incidentally, if this is true, this will also be Microsoft's first portable console.
Oh!
Which is something, but... yeah, it'll be true.
Yeah, has to be. I think as well, what makes this really credible is that with Windows 8 having their own store and their own you buy games from us to play on our systems, this portable tablet is really like their own version of the iPad. It just seems to fit.
The only reason, well, the main reason I see them as doing this, not to compete with the iPad Mini, but to compete with the Wii U. Because if they do that, it combines with the
yes.
Xbox.
Yes, yeah,
then
you're
boom.
Right.
You've got a Wii U. Much like a PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita trying to combine.
Nice. Onwards.
Believable, but not impressive.
In this last week, Rockstar have obviously announced that GTA 5 is going to be released next spring, with a few of their typical satirical adverts starting to pop up here and there. And they've also said that the iOS remake of Vice City will be out some point later in the year. But the ESRB has rated GTA San Andreas for PS3. So that is indicating there's either going to be a, you know, the PS2 release on the PS Store or a HD remake.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of ESRB ratings just like not come to fruition, but
yeah, let's assume it's true.
Yeah, I'm quite frankly amazed if they don't re-release it in some capacity. And it makes sense with like the run up to is this 5 now?
Yeah.
Yeah. To release it then. But one thing that really, really annoyed me is that there was loads of news coverage about the fact that Rockstar announced that there would be a 5-second trailer released the next day. I was like, really? Is that what we've come to? And we're talking about people announcing that there will be a future trailer that is 5 seconds about future trailers about the game.
We're announcing an announcement tomorrow. Right, we've given Microsoft some rumour loving. Now it's time for Sony. More PlayStation 4 news. Or Orbis.
Yay.
Whatever you want to call it. You know, the next Xbox is called the Nigel. We've confirmed that. But we're going to come up with a name for the... Will Orbis do? Orbison? Roy? We'll call it the Roy. So, the PlayStation Roy, the second iteration of the development kits, are apparently now being shipped out to developers. But the final version is apparently going to be sent out next year, which will be the final spec of the PlayStation Roy, plus extra for developing, whatever. And from what people have heard, there's a new UI, which... I'm hoping that doesn't mean... Well, I don't want the crossbar to go. Was it the XMB? The cross-media bar?
Yeah, the cross-media bar.
Because that is as simple as it gets. If that's removed, I'm going to go postal.
Right. Let's take this from the top. First of all, you've picked a name that is possibly the worst that is possible to pronounce in both of our accents.
Roy.
So, yeah. I elongate the O's and you make it
Roy.
Just strange.
I was putting Roy. E at the end.
So, yes, we're not calling it the PlayStation Roy.
Oh, come on.
PlayStation Pete. Secondly, I'll be quite frankly amazed if dev kits aren't scattered about everywhere by now. What next? Like you said, a new UI I'm seeing is being a refined version of the cross-media bar, because Sony have been pushing that XMB across its TVs as well as the PlayStation brand. So it would seem strange to shun it, especially since it works well.
Exactly. I mean, my granddad's just got a Sony TV and he figured it all out by himself, set it all up.
Then again, the PlayStation Vita did change it. I know that's a touch screen, so it makes more sense, but perhaps if they're looking to do something more along those lines.
Only time will tell.
We'll take of that what you will. I don't know what my conclusion was there.
Okay. Installing to disk. Jordan?
Yes?
Are you excited at the thought of another Call of Duty game?
Yes, because I haven't had enough of the same game for the past 5 years. When was Modern Warfare 1 released? 2007?
Yeah. It was around then, wasn't it?
Yeah, because that was one of the greatest games I've ever played.
Yeah, that was amazing. And then someone at the company thought, hang on a minute.
Let's do the same thing again and again and again.
Every single year.
Yeah, I mean, they're still technically great games, but until they get a good single player back, I do not care. So, no,
well,
I don't.
Well, that set this room up nicely. Captain Price is voiced by Bill Murray. That's a fact. But it's not the Bill Murray, it's a different Bill Murray. And he was quoted by someone else as saying, yeah, On Monday, I'm off to meet Infinity Ward about the next game, Modern Warfare 4. I'm doing work on the sequel to Modern Warfare 3. It carries straight on, and I only ever appear in the Modern Warfare games to some fellow. But this...
That's a really strange amount of exposition there.
And this bloke
so I
who,
only ever appear in those just in case you didn't know. And anything else I need to tell the audience?
The bloke who we spoke to, I think, was he seemed to dream all this because Bill Murray, then said, "This isn't accurate. I told the guy I was doing a special new Modern Warfare for China, not Modern Warfare 4. The guy I spoke to on the plane was very nice. I'm really pleased that he loves the games, but the fact that he got the facts a bit confused somewhere. But there will be a Modern Warfare 4. There has to be, because these things are certain in life, all right?
Yeah.
But well, dogs bark, fish swim, birds fly, a new Call of Duty game comes out every single year. It will be that way for the rest of time now. That's established now.
What I'm hoping for is that they carry on with like the branching path. So it'll be like Modern Duty 1, 2, 3, Call of Duty 4, Modern Warfare. Then it'll be Modern Warfare 2, 3, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4, Modern Warfarer. And then it'll be Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. And they keep on doing that. And then just keep on splitting it into like a fractal. It'd be beautiful.
So eventually it'll just be a piece of art. They yeah. show family tree and it'll be...
It's the only way they're getting that series to be a piece of art.
Brilliant.
So yeah, Call of Duty. I'm looking forward to it extremely.
Brilliant. Finally, our final rumour is about Uncharted. The Australian Classification Board has rated Uncharted Fight for Fortune. As far as names go, that isn't the most dynamic thing I've ever heard. And apparently, it's still been published by Sony, but the developer is not Naughty Dog, but some multi-platform developer called One Loop Games. And the classification of said Uncharted game shows extremely minimal amounts of violence and swearing and, you know, kind of Muppets level of gore and language, etc. So, is this going to be a really clean version for Australia of said game, or a completely new path for the Uncharted series to take?
Well, I was going to, when you were saying Fight for Fortune, it immediately brought to mind like a kid's
exactly,
TV program.
Exactly, that's what I thought.
Like, Fight for Fortune,
that's what
yeah!
I've written down here. Gut feeling, sounds very childish, but then what I thought is if they were going to make a kind of younger audience version of the Uncharted series, would they keep the Uncharted bit at the front of the name, or would they change that for something more kiddie?
Well, the franchise doesn't scan well at all to a kid's
exactly.
thing. Nothing about it does, so I would suggest that it won't be a kid's thing.
Exactly, but it just sounds so much like a... Is it going to have Ant and Dec in it?
I don't know. Did they say what platform it'd be on?
No, but...
Oh, it's an iPhone game then. Move on.
This One Loop Games, they mention on their website, apparently, the Xbox and PlayStation 3 a lot.
Okay, it's a Temple Run clone.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Fight for Fortune is a Temple Run clone. Next!
I believe that. I think you've hit the nail on the head.
Well, it is. I mean, the Uncharted series is just an Indiana Jones clone.
Yeah.
They're known for stealing other franchises. I mean, you could say it's a Tomb Raider clone as well. I'm being a bit harsh, but I don't care. I just want to move on. I don't like Uncharted anymore.
All right, we're moving on. That's the end of the rumours as well. Bye.
Okay. At this point, I think we should mention that Halo 4 came out yesterday, and woo.
Yeah.
Some
more MasterChef fun.
Yep. That's the newest game to be released, but let's look at some of the older ones in the Retro Roundup.
The Retro Roundup.
Yes, last millennia, you were playing Jet Set Willy, I believe.
Yep. It was good. I can't remember any of it. Because I played it the day you set me to play it. And that was... I mean, we've had family since then, Jordan. I can't remember any of it. I can remember being crushed by a foot, getting killed by some kind of spinning globe thing, and I fell down some stairs. Game of the week.
Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Yeah, thumbs up.
Sweet. This time around, to celebrate the fact that not one, not two, not four, but three kart racing games will be released in the next month, in the next week, I believe, actually. That's Little Big Planet Karting on the 9th, F1 Racestars on the 16th, and Sonic and Sega All-Stars also on the 16th. I'm going to be making you play one of my favourite kart racing games, which I only found out about again yesterday. Street Racer. This is on the SNES and Mega Drive. You're going to be playing the Mega Drive version. Mega Drive.
Why?
Because it's the game that I played ridiculous amounts growing up. I'd forgotten about it completely because it's got such a generic name. I mean, how are you supposed to stumble across Street Racer? Really?
It just sounds like something you'd find in a market in Vietnam as a rip-off of Gran Turismo.
Yeah, I was doing research for an article I was writing, and I stumbled across this and instantly bought it on eBay, so I'll be playing it this week as well. And it's a kart racing game. One of the very few that's not endorsed by any other game. It's not just a
spin-off from another franchise.
Yeah, like the Mario Kart or Crash Team Racing or Chocobo Racing or... Yeah. So yeah, a really quality game. Played the Mega Drive version. And that's what you'll be playing this week. Street Racer. I think you should write this one down because you won't remember it. I don't want another Labyrinth incident.
Yeah. Or what usually happens where I text you at some point saying, what was I meant to be playing?
Yeah. Because even I'd forget...
Street Racer. Right, okay.
Street Racer, yeah.
I'll run it down. Still eligible, but I'll run it down.
So, yes, Street Racer.
Game of the week.
Street Racer. Game of the week. Link. Two together. And now we're in
Game of the Week.
So, would you like to kick things off, or shall I?
I'll go. All right, quickly. If you're one of our 3-4 listeners, you will potentially know that I liked Fallout 3, but I wasn't really that big on Fallout New Vegas. So what I've done is I've bought the Ultimate Edition of New Vegas with all the DLC and stuff to see if it rekindled my interest in it. And I started it again last night. And I think what the problem was when restarting the game and changing my approach to how I played it was... Were you a fan of Fallout 3, Jordan? Or just Fallout in general?
With Fallout 3, yeah, I was very much a fan.
I think with Fallout 3, the kind of experience was very much about the whole of the wasteland and exploring and your path through to... You know, it was more about the journey, whereas New Vegas, I think, was very much about the end point of getting to the Strip. And then when you get there, you find out it's three casinos and two people.
Yeah.
And the pacing just ruins it for you. So this one, I'm now trying to play it in the mind of Fallout 3 and trying to forget about the Strip and just exploring more as I go along and seeing if that makes it more interesting.
Yeah, I agree with you entirely. With Fallout New Vegas, the focal point was Vegas, and that's what it was all about, whereas Fallout 3 seems to have a more realised world.
Yeah.
It's just a big expanse where you could go anywhere, do anything, and a lot of it was empty, and that a lot of people complained about how empty it was, but that fit into the theme of the game, and it was well-themed, and I just felt almost that New Vegas was too populous. There was too many people. I did like the almost the feeling of desolation of being able to walk for like 10 minutes and not be able to see a thing.
Exactly. I mean, it was empty, but it was in that empty space that you'd find a fence panel with a skull on top and nothing else around. And if you played the game and got really into it and looked for those little things, that made it feel a lot just more deeper and rich than just thinking, I usually play Call of Duty, why isn't there an explosion right now?
Yeah, I think the difference between the two games is that the only thing I can remember from New Vegas is the Strip, whereas I can remember so many distinct locations from Fallout 3.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm playing it differently now. Here's some advice. It's better if you watch the Book of Eli and then play it, because I've based my character on Denzel Washington. And I'm walking,
like walking around blindly murdering people.
Yeah, with my machete, and it's paying off. So yeah, I reckon I'm going to enjoy it more now that I've kind of had a step back and thought what was better about Fallout 3. Mm-hmm. But I've still had to change my playing style.
Yeah, that makes sense. Although your original premise of I don't like this game, so therefore I'm going to buy more of it. kind of seems a bit strange to me, but, you know, that's just me.
That's, you know, I had faith in there being something in there. I spent that much time in Fallout 3, I felt as though I would cheat New Vegas a bit. So.
Sweet.
So, yeah, that's my game of the week. Go on, Jordan, what's yours?
Well, I've been playing many, many games. All of which, coincidentally, have been kart races.
Oh!
In an uncoincidental manner. Because, I've recently written a piece for theReticule.com about the best kart racing games. Because of the aforementioned release of 3 new kart racing games this week. So, I'll just name a few that I've been playing. Street Racer, Diddy Kong Racing, Crash Team Racing, Chocobo Racing, Bomberman Kart Racing, I can't remember what it's called, Mario Kart, Mario Kart 64, Mario Kart 7,
Crash Team
Racing, yes, but I play that every day anyway, and F-Zero X, which isn't technically a kart racer, I just kind
of
got bored.
It's the future of go-karts, isn't it, really?
Yes. So, yeah, I do believe kart racing is an underappreciated genre. I mean, it's always been seen as one that's just like, oh, yeah, it's just throw on for 5 minutes and that's it. Or one that you can only play with your friends, which I think is doing a disservice to it. I mean, games like Diddy Kong Racing and Crash Team Racing had a fully realized single-player mode where you can... You play it on your own and have fun. Mod Nation Racers, that's the other one I was playing. So, kart racers, if you don't like them, then you're wrong. Go play some now.
Okay.
And that was our Games of the Week. So, yeah, as I was saying, I have been writing things recently again, which it may be a shock to you all, but... If you want to look over at theReticule.com, you get to read about my favourite kart races and why. And why wouldn't you? Over on theReticule.com, as per usual, we have our Week in Games. And we've got...
I wonder where they got the idea for that from.
We've also got a lot of reviews since we were last on air. Primarily because we were last on air when the air was sulphur.
In the Cretaceous period.
Yes. But yeah, we've got reviews for Deponia, Football Manager 2013, Dishonored, Euro Truck Simulator 2. There's even a preview for PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. The beta of that was released a few weeks ago, so go have a check out and see all the latest gaming news, rumours and... whatever else is on there.
Oh, I forgot to mention, I've been playing the Crysis 3 closed alpha. It's good.
Sweet. I've also forgot to mention I've been playing Prison Architect alpha as well.
So all in all, Best episode ever.
And yes, this brings to a close the self-proclaimed best episode ever. I've been Jordez. As with me, as the usual, has been...
Nickname... We didn't introduce ourselves again, did we? Nicknameless James.
We'll be back in 2 weeks with an episode that's actually worth listening to.
Potentially.
Any last words, James?
Chevrolet.
And I will go with, as per usual, goodbye. Goodbye.